Page 77, Thor's Wedding, Part 1. Thor the Thunderer, the Hallowed Hammer, the God of Thursdays, Oak Trees, and Healing slept with his weapon by his side. This was Mjolnir, the hugest, hardest hammer that ever was. With Mjolnir, Thor could knock down mountains, squash cities, and bash whole armies. He was a god after all, and gods can do things like that if they want to. Giants can too. But generally speaking, gods do things bigger and better. One night, when Thor was snoring, and that was pretty noisy, I can tell you, a giant tiptoed by his bed and stole Mjolnir. In the morning, Thor discovered the lack of his hammer. Oh my! How his tantrum shook the ground and quivered the treetops. The sun ran scared and hid behind the horizon. The clouds blackened, whisked around the sky, smashed into one another, and turned into hard, cold rain. The human priests called out,
"People, hi! The sky is falling down!
Thor, when at last he grew weary of rage, vowed to get back his hammer. The task called for brains, which he did not have in quite such quantity as brawn. Now Loki, he was a different kind of god. His wits were as quick as a flame. He had as many tricks as a fire has sparks. He came to Thor's aid in a flash.
"Loki!"
called Thor.
"Help me find my hammer!"
"This is serious," said Loki.
"Mjolnir is our main weapon against the giants, which leads me to think it was most probably a giant who stole it. Let me prove my hunch, and then we shall see what we can do."
Loki first called on the lovely house of Freya, she of the long golden hair and the cloak of feathers.
"Freya, will you lend me your cloak?"
he asked.
"That I will," she replied. "Even if it were made of silver or gold, I would let you have it, for we gods help one another in times of trouble."
When Loki had wrapped himself in the wonderful garment, he looked just like a hawk. The feathers whirled as he winged his way across the sky, leaving the land of the gods and researching the realm of the giants. Thrym was a giant's king. He sat on a hill, making gold chains for his dogs. When Loki sat down beside him, Thrym knew him right away.
"How are the gods?"
he asked.
"And what news of the elves?"
"The gods are doing far from well,"
replied Loki.
"And the elves, little better. We've lost a hammer. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you?"
"That I do,"
replied Thrym.
"I've buried the hammer of Thor 8 miles under, and I shall not return it until Freya is my wife."
Loki spread his wings and took off. His feathers whirled as he winged his way across the sky, leaving the land of the giants and reaching the realm of the gods. Thor was waiting in the courtyard of the palace. Loki sat down beside him.
"What news of my hammer?"
he inquired, and Loki replied,
"Thrym has buried it 8 miles under and will not return it until Freya is his wife."
"Right then,"
said Thor, and straightaway the two gods made their way to the lovely house of Freya, she of the long golden hair.
"Freya, take the bridal veil,"
said Thor.
"Set a pretty cap upon your head. Choose a long dress with flowers and precious gems embroidered into its hem. Let your necklace, the wondrous work of dwarves, shine upon your breast. You must marry the giant King Thrym before he will return my hammer. He has hidden it 8 miles under, and there is no other solution. In times of trouble, we gods always help one another. So cheer up, put on a smile, sweetheart. Today is your wedding day."